Good morning, Patriots. This is an unexpected show, and I've been able to, with some great teams that we have in digging, we've been able to confirm that Mike Lindell last night was attacked, physically attacked. This is not going to stand. We are dealing with an insane, insane left, and people that will do anything to win and anything to get their way. Now, Mike is up on stage today. I don't know all the details. I've already confirmed that he's been giving his talks. Patriots, this is a resolve that you have to put in your hearts right now. Now I'm going to have you listen to his ad again. Listen to what he says as it all comes down to this. Stand by. I just did it again. I always do that. Do the wrong one.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell. And I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Patriots, we are dealing with what he just said. It all comes down to this. Now, he's out here putting his neck on the line every single day. And can see the attack coming in every single direction. Dr. Tenpenny was apparently deplatformed from this platform. I can't quite confirm that yet, but it seems to be an issue. And she was working with it the other night. I've not got to confirm yet on this. But this is where we are. They are in a desperation to absolutely keep the silence, keep the truth from coming to light. Mike has been an amazing patriot. Not only has he been an amazing patriot for what he stands for, but everything that he does, these ads that he does, every single thing that you buy, he sends out to other patriots a portion of those proceeds to help them grow their channels, to help them grow their movements, to get the word out. This is an unbelievable man. And yesterday, last night, from what we've been able to confirm, he was attacked physically. Unacceptable. So this is what we're going to be doing. And we're going to need your support and to get the word out. Number one, we have arranged for the best security for Mike at Bard's Fest, and he is coming. Okay? We've arranged for the best security. And we need your support to make sure that we continue to get those donations coming in for Bard's Fest, because I just upped it this morning and that's not a cheap expense. But we need to also just keep forward on this and keep pushing and keep our prayers up. But we need to start pushing into this more into the public space. These people cannot be intimidating us. If there's anything you get out of what Mike's doing today, it is the fact that he's back up there on stage and he's pushing in. There is no reason anymore to stand back. These people will stop at nothing to destroy this Constitution, to kill people, to isolate them, to segregate them, and to turn them in, to put people into extermination camps. This isn't a joke. It's not some tin hat conspiracy. You're dealing with Nazis. Your media, your politicians, most of your lawyers, a good portion of your educators. They're all Nazis at the core, fascist Nazis. They hate you. They're part of the Fourth Reich. We never finished with the Second World War. Get that clear. Thanks to the infestation that we had in our CIA that brought these turds into our country under Operation Paperclip, they grew like a cancer. And that cancer's infected every single part of our institutions. It's corrupted our churches. It's corrupted our education. It's corrupted our families. This is a war. And it's a war of the most unprecedented kind, because you're talking about neighbor-to-neighbor type war. The thing that defines us from them is a simple issue. It's your faith in God. You can't fake that. We absolutely cannot fake that. This whole concept of where we are is based on a separation between two worlds, those that walk with God in their heart but are fearless, like David, versus those that are weak and scrambling little peons. They worship some two-bit piece of shit God called Satan or Lucifer. This is a war, and get it clear. And if we can't stand up and start fighting this way as a war and start being understanding of what that means, we're going to lose this nation. Your local communities are the last line of defense. You're already seeing what they're doing. On one hand, if they don't like the way somebody operates, or if they don't like the way what you say in the school board, they simply ignore you. They just change the rules. If they don't like what you say at the city council, they shut you off, and they do it anyway. This has to stop. Absolutely has to stop. Citizens have the right for citizens' arrest. Citizens are the ones who run this country, not the government. So lean in. Start organizing locally and start taking control of your local governments, whatever that takes. This ends. This crap ends. I am so pissed that Mike got attacked. We knew it would probably happen, but this idea that they think that they can take people out and intimidate us, it isn't going to happen anymore. Oh, and by the way, Bard's Fest, it's happening. Okay, let's get clear. It's happening. There's going to be more attacks on that coming. Expect it. But it's happening. So it should be more motivation to push into this even harder. They are absolutely fearful. And the reason they are fearful is that the voices that we are raising up are challenging their very center of power and their very existence that has been corrupting this world like a slow dying cancer into a body over 100 plus years, if not more. Their plan now is in the open. They're pressing in. They're accelerating it because they're panicked. Take that as a good sign. When an enemy starts to get panicked, push in harder. Don't give in. This is literally like Battle of the Bulge right now. And everybody out here is like the 101st Airborne. You're going to have to make a decision. So, one, keep your prayers up. Keep your prayers up strong and hard in this day. Two, do not be intimidated by these people, and they will try to intimidate you. Truth is the light, but strength comes from truth and a relationship with God. Be fearless. We are not in this world. We are not part of this world. We are not of this world at all. The only thing we are doing is doing missions here for God, and everything else doesn't matter. So be fearless. Take the example of Mike. He's back up on stage today. He's pushing in, and he's not relenting. That has to continue to be the case of every single patriot. More and more and more. So this is where we are, a United States that is dead. We do not have a country right now. It's been hijacked by a bunch of global fascists. A global fascist that identified long ago that the only obstacle towards their total world domination was the United States of America. And they understood long ago that the only way to remove that problem was to destroy the majority of its population to such a degree that they would never, ever in the history of man be able to rise again as a nation. Whatever the remnant is, it is the final line for this nation. They found a way to corrupt the children. They found a way to corrupt a good portion of the population, to learn to turn them into walking dumb shits, to take this injection and to willfully kill themselves as they walked off the cliff. Sorry, good riddance, that they've got to stay out of the way. Where we are right now, absolutely where we are right now, is that this final line that we hold as this remnant is all that's going to save this nation. You have to be bold, you have to be strong, and you have to be willing to give everything to God, because this is a nation blessed by God. Was blessed by God. Let's hope we can get that blessing back. So we begin on our knees and we rise with the ferocity of David, and we do not stop. Cannot believe the boldness of these people. And the fact that they went after Lindell last night once again proves how desperate they are. Do not be intimidated. Get ready for Bard's Fest. It's going to be crazy. But we're bringing God back to this nation one way or another. All right, Patriots, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we are blessed to be in this time, but more than ever right now, we pray for your strength and the ability for Patriots to stand boldly in the gap with the ferocity and fearlessness of David. Lord, we pray for Mike Lindell and his team to keep them safe, to give them courage, to give them strength. We pray for the hedge of protection around them that is needed. Lord, we know that these random acts of violence will continue. We simply ask and pray that with all that you can provide to help us through these times, with what is needed to elevate up those voices and continue to let them be a beacon for the many to hear and to awaken. Lord, we pray for the coming weeks and ahead as we face the final run now to one of the greatest revivals in human history. We're blessed with all the Patriots that have been part of this and will continue to be part of this as we raise this up to truly be a moment in time as we take the knowledge that's being put forward this week by Mike Lindell and we assemble that with the knowledge of others to come together in one single voice to humble ourselves before you, to crack the heavens and to bring down a time and a reign once again of you here on earth and in this country and in this land. Guide us, Lord. Protect us in what we do. Let us be fierce in the face of the enemy to never bow. Let us remember the walk of Christ and let us have that strength that he had until the very last breath. We say these things in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Patriots, let's keep this going. We need to spread this around. We need to get people to hear this truth. This is not going to stand. I'm so sick and tired of thinking that the left thinking that they're above everything. They are so vicious in their attitude. They have only one thing in their heart. It's hatred. And unfortunately, people like that, there's no room for in this world. So keep your head up and your eyes forward. Never bow to evil. Never relent. Always press into the fight. Keep your prayers up for Mike Lindell and his team all day. Be bold with the truth. Know that God is with us. He'll never forsake us. When you say these words, send me, it means something. Take a lesson from Mike Lindell. When he said, send me, he knew what would happen, but he is never going to quit. Don't you either. The best way we can help him right now, seriously, and this is, I'm serious, is to continue to support what he needs to fight this fight. You can head over to MyPillow. You can use the Bards code B-A-R-D-S. You can go to Frank's Speech. Use the Bards code B-A-R-D-S. Support his efforts. Keep it driving. That's how we're getting the energy and the resources he needs to continue to fight this fight. These things he's doing cost millions. Things that we're doing for Bards Fest cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. No exaggeration. And your support is all that keeps it going. So keep driving, keep supporting, keep praying, and keep fighting. In the end, we know God wins. Have a blessed day. I'll see you tonight for Bards FM. Until then, or until the next time, God bless. And out for now.